you guys can't foul? What's your confidence level in a guy like McHugh to be able to pull off, you know, pretty much a game-saving move like that?
Yeah, I mean, we know what kind of defender he is, and, you know, when you have guys that have that ability, there's times in the game where they raise their level, and you know, that's what I saw. Just those situations are hard because whether you're switching or not switching, it just has to be great communication. It involves like really reading what's happening, and it's really good, as you said.
Coach, four players in over 20 more points, five players in double figures. What does that say about the balance in this team?
You know, we didn't think we were sharing the ball like we could have as much in the beginning of the game. And some of that was because they were cross-matched, they were switching one through five. You know, some of those defensive game plans, because you don't see them all the time, take you a little while to get comfortable with. And I thought we kept our poise through the whole thing. And, we knew that defending was going to be the key for us, and we were able to do that at important times. So that's when, I think that's when you see that type of balance. And, usually that's, most of the time, that's reflective of guys being unselfish and finding each other.
To that point, Coach, the last 3 minutes of the game, you were able to keep the Hornets scoreless. From your vantage point, what plays did you see that really impacted that?
You know, I think in the fourth quarter, particularly prior to that time, you know, we were having a hard time securing rebounds. And if there's anything that I think contributed to that, it was just kind of gang rebounding and our ability to secure possessions. And, so that was it. And we took good care of the basketball again. There wasn't any bad shots. You're always going to get tough shots, late in the game. It's not going to be wide open as the other team is locked into. But I thought the defensive glass, and taking care of the ball, which are two things, if you look at statistically on the season, those haven't been strengths. So to have our guys focus on those two things and have it be that impactful is really good.
Coach, speaking of leaving people wide open, clearly the Hornets left Dyson open to shoot those threes a couple of times. He took a couple, he didn't make them, but that didn't really affect his aggressiveness. He decided to go inside, hit a lot of floaters, season high 22 points.
Yeah.
He could finish 10 of 17. So just for him, clearly teams are saying, we're going to give you that shot. But then instead of just settling for that, he decided to go downhill and made some big plays tonight.
It's a great point. Yeah, I think sometimes teams want to bait you into an early shot. And, we were playing pick and roll with their five defensively, in the early part of the game. And it did do that to a certain degree. But we're kind of, the way we play, if our spacing is, random at times, I think one of the things you found is Dyson, in the strong corner or kind of on the edge there, under the bat, not deep under the basket. That allowed him to play off of other people. And then, as you said, you got to stay aggressive, whether it's taking a shot or driving the basket. I thought he made really good decisions in there, too. Because when you get as crowded in there, he was able to, sometimes he was just the threat of him passing out that created the shot. So, that coverage, a cross match is not uncommon. And, it'll help us. We've seen it in a couple other situations. We saw it against Rollins early in the game, but we saw it more tonight. And I thought our guys did a really good job. It's very similar, as I said, to when people start switching, which we said they did with Diabate, and pick and roll. At first, it surprises you a little bit. But as the game progressed, that's where us playing collectively, I think, really helps.
Coach, I know Charlotte's probably not the fastest paced team, but you gave up zero fast break points tonight. Do you feel like that's something that you're progressing with?
Yeah, it's a huge point of emphasis for us because I think there's been some games with we gave up points in the paint too much. That's been something people have really tried to do is drive us, but it's hard to prevent that in transition in the open court. So hopefully we can continue to do that even more in the half court and keep people out of the paint. But that takes a real discipline, not just to run back, but to not run with your man, which is just sometimes it's hard. It's just counterintuitive. You want to match up with your guy. And we really got to focus on, you know, not giving them anything easy, no matter who you're guarding.
You mentioned earlier taking care of the basketball. What is it about the way that Jalen plays that he can lead your team to 28 points and finish the game with a turnovers?
That may have been the biggest, you know, I mentioned the late rebounding. His decision making, you know, is a huge thing for us. I know early in the game, last night he had a few, and he's really taking pride in it. I mean, it's, you know, that, you know, and defending are two areas of the game where he's watching a lot of tape, you know, he looks at those two things as really areas that he can get better, and for him to do that tonight, you know, usually, you know, he's so, you know, dynamic in transition, and some of the turnovers for him occur, you know, more in the half. A careless pass that I think he's just tightened up on, you know, not. And then in the half court, you know, being in situations where he's poised in the lane and, you know, is patient and really is able to read the defense. It's kind of like a quarterback stepping up into the pocket, you know, you just got to, you know, read the whole game. And that's not easy. And he did it tonight.
Thanks, Coach.
Okay. We figured